The Red Warrior workout was designed to empower others, and the instructor plays a key role in this experience. It is important for you to have a basic understanding of planes of motion. I know that sometimes this can be hard to grasp, but I promise you as we move through the practical portion of the training, you will find it easy. Be sure to review everything in this module. It will really prepare you for what we're going to do in the live training. Not to worry, we will review it all again at the live training. However, everything that you need to know for your written portion of the testing is found here. The human body is divided into three primary planes: transverse plane, frontal plane, and sagittal plane. The sagittal plane divides the body into right and left sides. The frontal plane divides the body into anterior and posterior sides, or front and back, while the transverse plane divides the body into superior or inferior parts, or top and bottom. Visualize this: the body cut in half with sides right to left, the body cut in half front to back, and the body cut in half top to bottom. All motion occurs around one of these three planes of motion. Generally, they occur as follows: sagittal plane, flexion and extension. There are exceptions. Frontal plane, abduction and adduction. Transverse plane, internal rotation, external rotation. We function in a three-dimensional environment. However, many traditional training methods tend to emphasize movement in one plane or in one plane at a time. The transverse plane is often neglected in training programs. In Red Warrior, you will be providing your students with the benefits of moving through all planes of motion. Planes of motion greatly improve agility as well as balance. One of the most important things to understand is that every muscle works in accordance to its joint action. We often see people trying to do exercises that are simply not targeting the muscle groups they think they are targeting. For example, they might think they're working their back when in truth they're actually working their chest. If people are going to train, they need to be doing it correctly. This is where we come in. Also, remember that quality is always more important than quantity. Any kind of training that ignores technique, it puts the client at risk for injury. Their opportunity to get results is reduced. And we know that it's far better to perform one repetition the right way using perfect form than to do 10 the wrong way. We must instill in our participants that training slowly first to develop technique will ensure safety, minimize that risk for injury, and build their mind-muscle, mind-body connection so that eventually they can add speed. Let's talk a little bit more about joint actions. Let's say I'm training and my focus is to engage my opponent. So I throw a jab. I throw the jab, elbow, extension. The cross that follows is what really takes them down, right? So I engage them with the jab and then I injure them or take them out with the cross. Next, I plan to kick. And as I do so, I lift my knee, hip flexion. Of course, my knee is bent, knee flexion. Then as I execute the kick, I go through knee extension. I thrust the kick forward. I engage my core, flexing my spine, spinal flexion, and stabilizing for balance. In other words, the better understanding that we as instructors have as to what joint action is required to fire the muscle group, the better job we can do at cueing and creating a safe environment for our participants. We will be able to look out and see what is not connecting for them, see what is not happening, and then adjust our cueing in a way that will empower them to find that corrective movement. A front kick would be executed in the sagittal plane, as would a front shoulder raise or the Hahnemann strike. Well, a roundhouse kick would be executed in the transverse plane, as would a hook or a chest fly. A leg press or a squat will be done in the sagittal plane. A jumping jack, fly away, lat pull down, or a lateral shoulder raise will be done in the frontal plane. When we decrease the angle at the joint, we refer to that as flexion. I mentioned the hip flexion and the knee flexion earlier. When we move toward the midline, we are adducting. When we move away from the midline, we are abducting. If we extend past the anatomical position, we are hyperextending. When we throw a punch, there's an increase at that angle at the elbow. Again, this refers to extension. Think about Eskiva 1, swing side to side, lateral flexion. When we lift the shoulders up, kind of stuff them into our ears, that's that elevation versus relaxing, pressing them down in depression. We see this a lot with our students. Their shoulders kind of creep up and it's stress in that thoracic area. If you understand what's happening with the body, it's very, very easy to help them make those corrections. Circular motion of a limb, circumduction, right? Those ball and socket joints, shoulder, hip. When we kick and extend at the ankle, pointing the foot, plantar flexion. When we pull those toes up, dorsiflexion. We're going to cover all of this in the practical portion, but again, you need to be familiar with the terminology. Backward rotation of the shoulder girdle away from the spine, we're retracting. An example would be squeezing those shoulder blades together. If I create forward movement of the shoulder girdle away from the spine, round my back out, I'm protracting. Finally, if you knock your opponent out and you leave them face down, they're prone. If they land face up, they're in a supine position. We're going to wrap this module up with the very important five components of fitness. These five components measure your body's ability to use oxygen as fuel, your muscular strength and endurance, the flexibility of your joints, and your total body fat. Our first component, cardiovascular endurance, which you know refers to the ability of your heart and lungs to work together to fuel your body with oxygen. Our second component, muscle strength, refers to the amount of force a muscle can exert in a single effort. Muscle endurance refers to the ability of the muscle to perform continuous effort without fatiguing. Flexibility is a key component and refers to the ability of each joint to express its full range of motion. Finally, body composition. It refers to the amount of body fat you have versus the amount of lean muscle, bones, and organs. The Red Warrior combination of martial arts and military training provides all five components for a great workout. In addition, it creates a very positive environment in which you can grow and learn to become the best instructor you can be. All right, it's time to move. Grab some water. We're going back inside.